Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
And welcome to Empire Radio. This is the Professionals Roundtable, and I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming to the show right now is a lovely lady based out of just outside of Detroit, Michigan. She is the owner and a certified wedding planner at You're the Bride. You can go to the website, yourthebride.com. That's yourthebride.com. Or give them a call, 248-408-4602. How about a nice roundtable welcome for Tracy Morris? Tracy, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm wonderful today.
All right, well, thank you for taking time. I'm sure this is the busy season, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes, it is. It's pretty crazy right now.
This is the busy season for what you do, but you know what? For people that don't know what you do, can you quickly give us a little background about who you are and what your company does?
Yes, certainly. Well, I have been a wedding planner in the Metro Detroit area for the past 18 years now. We're an award-winning wedding planning company, and I just love putting the weddings together. It's kind of like a big puzzle of putting all the vendors together and matching up our clients with the right vendors and personalities. We plan everything from small little events to large events. We do dance coordination. We do guided planning, full service. And we also offer invitations and back, gown preservation, calligraphy services. Pretty much we're a one-stop shop to help the couples that are getting married.
Well, that sounds like a big task because, you know what?
Yes.
Weddings are a big deal. I mean, this is most people go into it thinking this is the only one they're going to have. That's
right.
The idea.
Correct.
You know, and they want to make it special. They want to, you know, the bride, she wants to be the princess of the day. So everything has to be perfect. And if something gets messed up, they flip out. But you guys make sure that doesn't happen, right?
Yeah, we do. I have a team of assistants that work with me, and we work, you know, behind the scenes. So the brides and the grooms, the couples, they can basically just have their perfect day. We make sure that everything is basically going as planned and, you know, things, you know, make sure all that the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and we just want them to have the best day of their lives. So, you know, it's an investment to work with us, but a wonderful investment because if we're there taking care of things, you don't know, you know, anything bad that's happening because we're fixing it as it's going wrong.
And that's the important part, because the last thing, you know, especially the bride, she wants no stress. She's got enough stress. She's got to be dressed up. She's got to get her hair done. She's got to get her makeup done. She's got to make sure the dress is just right. She got mom pulling her in this direction. The girls from the wedding party pulling her in that direction. Then you got that one sister or something that's throwing a monkey wrench into everything, but you guys fly in it, and you guys deal with that.
Yeah, they always say, go talk to Tracy, you know, don't bug me, go talk to the planner, and everything gets funneled through me or my, you know, assistants, and that's the way they like it. We kind of deal with all the vendors in the background, and we just make the magic happen.
Now, what's your biggest challenge when you take on a new bride? Say a new bride walks in and says, you know what, Tracy, here's what I want, and... Now, go, make it happen. And that's it.
Oh, well, it depends on money. I would say money is probably, obviously, the biggest challenge. If the bride doesn't have a set budget, or if they are a Pinterest person and they've pinned all these ideas and then they don't realize the cost of it, kind of breaking to them that, hey, this wedding might be $50,000 and you only have, you know, $20,000.
Right.
So we have to kind of dial back what their wishes and their wants are and streamline it and make it happen and more in line with what they can truly afford, and then kind of bring them down to reality.
Now how tough is that to do? You know, because like you said, you know, they have these visions of what they want it to look like.
Yeah. Oh, it can be tough. You would be surprised. Some brides are like, you know what, they'll go through any length to have that beautiful Pinterest wedding or wedding in a magazine. So unfortunately, they'll go borrow money from, you know, the bank or just ask dad for some extra money and make it happen. Others, you know, they have to, we just have to kind of cut back in other areas. and that's kind of how we make things happen. So maybe they don't get, you know, the biggest or the best cake, but we have a really awesome DJ, because the DJ is what's really going to make your party, is the dancing and then really good food. Those are the two things that people remember the most. So I try to steer them in the direction of the things that really make the impression at the end of the day.
Yeah, because, you know what, a lot of times the bride or the wedding couple, they don't realize that the reception, sure, you know what,
right.
the wedding part, that's for them. But the reception is for their guests.
For everybody.
And so, you know, just because the groom loves Guns N' Roses and wants to sit down in front of the speaker, you know, and bang his head to, you know, Welcome to the Jungle, maybe his guests aren't into that.
Right.
So you got to finesse them.
Playlist to please everyone. Yep.
So you have to... Because like you said, it's a party. It's for the guests. You got to make sure that they have a good time. The food is always the big thing.
Yep.
The music is the other big thing. What's the biggest disaster that you think you guys have ever come across?
Well, gosh, I could probably write a book. I have had some kind of crazy things happen in my years of wedding planning. The most recent one, I would say, and I'm not naming vendors, of course, but basically chair covers that almost did not show up to the venue when the bride is paid for them. I've had the wrong color flowers almost. The wrong color flowers did show up. They were a little bit of a shade off. That was a little bit of a debacle. It worked out.
Right.
Almost the wrong color cake. I did catch that making like the weekly vendor confirmation calls. Her cake should have been like a reddish Merlot. And the baker said, oh, no, it should be teal. I'm like, no, I've been working with this bride for over a year. It should be Merlot. So just we've caught a lot of little things the week of when we confirm all the details.
Right. And that's the importance of having a really good, you know, a great certified wedding planner, is to make sure that details like that, that some people just forget about, they don't even bother to follow up with, you guys are there doing that.
Right. And the brides, you know, the couples, they don't really know the exact questions to ask or what to look for. They just assume that once they book something, it's going to be right. And unfortunately, that's not always the case. And we've had the wrong linen sizes also come. So that's been a debacle that we've had to call emergency people to bring us the correct linens out. You know, because the linen doesn't fit on the table. That's a huge mess.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like, you know what, it's all the little things. Like I said, the little things that they don't even think about. Those are the things that you guys, you know,
exactly.
That's probably where you shine, but you never get any credit for. They just said, oh, it looked great. The food was perfect. The music was great. Thank you.
Yeah.
But they don't realize, you know what? We covered this problem, that problem, this problem, that problem, and you know, candles, maybe that color, that maybe these people are over here.
Yeah.
All that crazy
stuff.
That's really
the beauty of it, is when the couples have no idea of all the stuff that happens behind the scenes. And I will get some brides that will call me on Monday or when we do a kind of a debrief of the wedding. They're like, oh, Tracy, what really went wrong? I'm like, oh, we're not even going to tell you. Just enjoy your perfect day for the rest of your life, and it's good.
Exactly. Well, we've been talking to Tracy Morris. She is the owner and certified wedding planner at You're the Bride. That's a great name of a company, by the way. YourTheBride.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome. YourTheBride.com is the website. You can also send her an email, Tracy, that's TRACIE, at YourTheBride.com, 248-408-4602. That's the phone number. Reach out to her. If you're in the metro Detroit area, Grand Rapids, Lansing, Flint, Saginaw, Northern Michigan, that whole area, she'll be happy to take care of planning your ultimate wedding. Again, Tracy, it's been a pleasure having you on today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And for everybody else, hang tight. We'll be back with more on Empire Radio right after these words.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear facing, forward facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.